Here's what I think I always say about giving, and I'm just going to say it again, okay? I've been hearing, we have this men's group that we go to every Wednesday, and God has been doing some cool stuff, man, some real cool stuff. God's been showing up. I know PG's been talking about offerings and tithes and heart for the house, and then my brother Danny, he came up here and gave a testimony about when he started giving and tithing faithfully. And we started hearing all these great testimonies from these men and things that have been happening. And I think the coolest thing is the Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So your heart is connected to your money. Just is, right? If I take $100 from you, you're going to want to hit me. Because it's connected to your heart. That's just what it is, right? And so here's the cool thing about what I believe about when you tithe and when you give. It's not that you're giving a piece of paper. Because it's connected to your heart so much, you're actually giving your heart. You're offering it to him. You're surrendering it to him. There's various ways we surrender to God, and that's one of them. When we surrender our heart, look, it's not that God needs or wants our money. He doesn't need paper, but he wants your heart. And he knows that a pathway, gateway to your heart is through your money. So when we give of our finances, when we give of what we've accumulated, it's not so much that we're giving of that. We are, because it helps everything that you're seeing around here. But more importantly is you're surrendering and giving your heart to the Father. And that's the most important thing. The amount can be talked about and discussed about, but when you give, you're giving with your heart. So that's what's so important about it. That's what's so cool about it is that it's a way of giving ourselves to Christ. And that's when we give, whether it's through, you know, online, the envelope system that you're texting, whether it's tithe, which is the 10%, or it's offering, you're offering your heart. Yes, you're giving money, but you're offering your heart. Same thing for heart for the house. Hey, if it's above and beyond what we tithe and usually offer and give, hey, here's how I tend to see it. It's just a deeper expression of my love and gratitude. And then I allow God to kind of reach further down into my heart with the more that I give. Not the amount, because everyone's going to have a different amount to give. But the amount that he puts in my heart and I'm obedient to, I give more of myself to him. And when I give my heart to him, he can begin to transform it. He can begin to mold it. He can begin to do with my heart what he wants to do with it, which is to make it like his, right? And so that's why I think tithing, offering, doing offerings, and this heart for the house as well is so important. Yes, it is to help us with everything that we're doing up here, pay for what we're doing, everything we're doing to have this mission keep going forward. But remember, always the most important thing, it's about your heart, always. And Jesus came to transform hearts, not money. Okay, cool. All right. So.